In local news, five more countries have come out in support of a pause on seabed mining at the recent meeting of the International Seabed Authority in Jamaica. Phil McCabe, who's on his way back from the gathering, says there is now a total of 32 countries in good momentum, but also a few countries like Australia that need to get off the fence. There's also one company that said they would submit the first ever application to exploit minerals from the deep seabed after the meeting. Phil also noted the discovery of dark oxygen on the abyssal seafloor has raised new questions about the risks mining might pose to life at the bottom of the sea. Evidence of the mysterious dark oxygen was published in a prestigious journal just last month, with scientists still trying to understand exactly what it is. Pre-consultation for councils, neighbourhood parks, reserve management plan, their sports park reserve management plan and community facility strategy has begun, and it's the ideal time for the community to have its say, as the draft plans have yet to be written. Head to the council website if you want to make suggestions about sports and neighbourhood parks, reserves, playgrounds, public spaces, and these include community halls, aquatic facilities, community hubs, libraries and public toilets, as well as sport facilities. They've got a handy interactive map that makes it easy to share your views too. You can also drop into the council office to learn more. The Raglan Club is introducing a new Saturday morning market to the community with plans to hold events on the first and last Saturday of the month in September. The kaupapa of the market is about giving local talent another chance to shine, and potential stallholders can apply now at info@raglanclub.co.nz for the winter special of $30 per stall. And in local sport, it's been all downhill for Raglan Roosters football team over the last couple of weeks. They were top of the Division 1 Sunday League table, but two big losses over the last few weeks have seen them drop into the bottom half of the table. They've had several key players away, so hopefully a return to form is on the cards. Meanwhile, the Whangaroa Whai Wahine had a good weekend, beating the Ngāruawhia Panthers League team by 28-6 in Te Awamutu on a Sunday. The result leaves them second on the Waikato Championship table. And that is the Raglan news for Wednesday, 14th of August, 2024.